I'd like to thank Aaron K for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneiwes.substack.com.
Okay, so since this is the first time we're like back since the beginning of the year, I thought it'd be a good idea to review a couple of basic things about the Rambam's definitions of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, because that's going to show up in Hilchos Talmud Torah when we do it. And then also just a brief overview of our methodology, because I wasn't sure how many new people would be here. And it's, again, it's good to go through this from time to time. So let's just go start at the beginning of the Hagdama, the Mishnah Torah, just to read the first three halachos. And obviously we did literally all the introductions to the Mishnah Torah and all of the Rambam's writings last year. So if you're interested in that, you can go back, but we're just doing this as a refresher. Okay, so Halacha Aleph, Kol HaMitzvos Shenitznu Lo LeMoshe B'Sinai B'Firush HaNitnu. So all the mitzvos that were given to Moshe at Sinai were given with their explanation, we'll say, okay. Even though I think last time we talked about what's the difference between Biur and Pirush and something else. Ram uses different terms for different types of things, but plain shot is its explanation. Shneamar v'etna lecha es luchos ha'evin v'hatorah v'mitzvah. I gave you the tablets and the stone tablets, and then the Torah and the mitzvah. Torah literally meaning teaching, mitzvah meaning commandment. Torah, so in this pasuk, Torah teaching, zo torah shebichtav. This is the written teaching. U'mitzvah and commandment, zo pirusha. This is its explanation. Vitzivanu lasos haTorah al pi haMitzvah, and we are commanded to do the Torah according to the mitzvah. UMitzvah zo hi anikras Torah Shebaal Peh, and this mitzvah is called Torah Shebaal Peh. In fact, I don't think we need to do the first three. I think that's all we need to do from that paragraph, right? So this is the Rambam's definition here, which is that Torah Shebichtav is God, the teaching that God gave us, which apparently is not able to be implemented according to God's will. Reliably, like you could come up with your own pirush, but that's not going to be the one that God commanded you in. And that's why we call Torah Shebaal Peh the mitzvah, because God commanded us to keep the Torah according to the mitzvah. So Torah Shebaal Peh is a pirush of the mitzvos in Torah Shebichtav. That's our working definition of Torah Shebaal Peh according to the Rambam. And the reason why it's important to articulate, I mean, because it's the Rambam, but it's important to articulate because I can't speak for Sephardim, but I know in Ashkenazic circles, then a lot of Ashkenazim use the word Torah Shebaal Peh and Talmud and Gemara interchangeably, or Talmud at least. And in the Rambam's lingo, then it's completely different, as we're going to see when we do Hilchos Talmud Torah.
I think you're talking about Talmud.
Yeah.
I think you're just a modern
one. Yeah, that probably makes sense. Yeah, probably the authentic, like when Sephardim had, their own way of learning Torah Shebaal Peh that was distinct. But then once the Sephardim started going to the Litvak model, then.
I assume all the Russian
So unfortunately it's going to become more unfortunate as we read it, but we touched on that last year also. Yes, definitely. If you just plug in Gemara wherever the Rambam talks about Torah, well, let's look at the classic example. This is actually the next source I was going to do. So if you skip to the bottom of the Hagdama, there's different numberings in yours than in mine, but we're looking for a paragraph that begins with Bezman Hazeh, which I think in yours, yeah, I don't know what letter it is. So while you're looking for it, I'll just summarize. So the Rambam then goes through the whole history of Torah Shebaal Peh and how it was structured and how it was passed down, and then the writing of the Mishnah, then the writing of the Gemara, then the writing of of all the other Tanaitic works. So that's all. That's everything that we're skipping over. Yeah. So Ubazman has. So then he gets down to the contemporary time. Ubazman is there, and in this time, Tachu Tsaros Yaseros. Then I translate that as there's been a series of additional Tsaros. Tachu, like Techef, is immediate. I don't know exactly how to say it. Vadachu Kasha as a kol. That's another difficult phrase to translate. The time has become very pressured. I don't know exactly. The wisdom of our wise men has become lost, and the understanding of our understanding men has become concealed. That's a borrowing a phrase from Yeshayahu. Lefikach osun ha-pirushim. He's talking about the Talmud right now and how the Gaonim wrote Pirushim of the Talmud. Lefikach osun ha-pirushim v'ha-halachos v'tshuvos shechibur ha-gaonim. Therefore, all of the commentaries and halachos and responsa that the Gaonim compiled, v'ra'u shehim devarim mevuarim, which they saw as clear matters, niskashu b'yameinu. They became difficult in our days. Only a small number of people understand them properly. And all the more so the Talmud itself. And now here he says what he means by Talmud. Habavli v'hayushami. V'sifra, v'sifre, v'toseftos. So all these works of the time in Amoraim. Shem tzrichim das rechava v'nefesh chachama uzman arach. That they require a broad mind. I think we said das rechava is like... It's funny he doesn't mention Mishnayos, right?
Yeah.
I think the right. So I if I had to guess, I'd say the reason why he doesn't mention the Mishnah is because he's talking. His point is that the Pirushin became difficult to understand, and if he holds that the Talmud, like the Mishnah, is already difficult to understand, that's why these things were written in the first place. So these are Pirushin that he's talking about. Right, but I think he learns that Sifra and Sifrei are also Pirushin of let me just see how he says it. Right. Yeah. So that's what the Rambam says here. Also, in again, your letters are different. In mine is Yud Zion. Rav chiber sifra v'sifrei levi ulahodia ikare haMishnah. So Rav compiled the sifra and sifrei to explain and to clarify and to make known the roots of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chia chiber hatosefta levi inyane haMishnah. I remember we didn't know what these meant. Rav Chia compiled the Tosefta to clarify the ideas of the Mishnah, contents of the Mishnah. Plain Rabbi Hoshaya Ubar Kapara Chibru Braisos Levar Divrei HaMishnah. And right. And then Rabbi Yochanan Chibru HaTamon HaYushami V'Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't say why. So yeah, if I had to guess, he's saying things that are like explanations, you know, and saying that if when the explanations need explaining, then you're in trouble, you know. And he says, Shem Tzrichim Das Rechava, that you need an expansive mind. I remember we had this phrase in Yesodia Torah also last year, and it either meant like an abstract mind, like he said Balev Rachav and Balev Katar is talking about the Davar Katan. But then Das Rechava, I don't remember what he holds that means. But you need a Das Rechava, an expansive mind, literally, the nefesh chachama, and a wise soul, uzman arach, and a lot of time. The afkach yivada mehem haderach hanechocha b'dvarim ha'asurim v'amutarim, and then afterwards, it will be known from them the established derech in the asur and the mutar, ushar dini ha'torah heyachu, and how to paskin in the other dini ha'torah. So that's the problem that the Rambam faced, right? So then he says the declaration, and because of this, I girded my loins, I, Moshe, the son of Maimon, the Sephardi, and I relied on the rock, or as Rabbi Zimmer translates, going to the arm of the quarry, blessed is he, ubinosi b'chol elo asfarim, and I delved into understanding all of these books. For isi lechaber dvarim hamisbarim mikol elu hachiburim binyan haaser v'hamuter v'hatame v'hatahar imshar dinei Torah kulam. And I saw fit to compile from these matters, to compile clarified matters from all of these compositions regarding the prohibited and the permitted, the impure and the pure, and the other laws of the Torah. B'lashon brura v'derech katzara, in a clear language and a concise manner. Ad shete tor shebal peh kula sedur mipi b'fi akol, till the entire tor shebal peh would be arranged in the mouth of everyone, below kushiv lo pirach, without difficulties and resolutions. Lo ze'omer b'kova, ze'omer b'kova, not this guy saying this way and this guy saying this way, or scattered. Ela dvarim brurim krovim nechonim, but clear, accessible, matters al pia mishpat, according to the law, asher yisbayer mikol divrei hachibur, I guess the judgment that has been clarified from all of these compositions about pirushim and the commentaries hanim tzayim mimos Rabbeinu HaKadosh v'ad achshav, that existed from the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh until now. Right. So that's an example of if you take Torah Shebaal Peh as a synonym for Talmud, then it is an audacious claim that this is a composition of all the Torah Shebaal Peh because he doesn't include all of the Talmud. And then it gets even more audacious in the next paragraph, which is where we're going to stop. Aji kol hadinim gluim lekatan ulgado, so that all of the laws would be open, manifest to the small and the great. Bedin kol mitzvah, bedin kol advarim shetignu chachamim neviim. In the law of all the matters that were established by the chachamim, sorry, the laws of every mitzvah and the laws that were established by all the chachamim and neviim. Klalo shel davar, the sum of the matter. Kedei shelo yehi adam tzarech lechibur acher ba'olam bedin midinei Yisrael, so that no person will need another composition in the entire world with any law, with any Jewish law. Ela yihi chibur zeh mekabitz latorah shebaal peh kula im hatakanos v'hamin hagos v'hagazeros shenasu Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad chibur ha-Talmud. So it'll be a gathering of all of the Torah shebaal peh with the enactments and customs and decrees that were made from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the composition of the Talmud. Kamosha Pirshulan Hagaonim B'chol Chibureim, and as the Gaonim explained to us in all of their compositions, Shechibur Achar Talmud, which they compiled after the Talmud. Lepikach, therefore, Parasi Shem Chibur Zem Mishneh Torah, I call this book, this composition, the restatement of the Torah. Lefish Adam Korah Torah Shebichsav Tchila, because a person will read the written Torah first, and afterwards read this, and he'll know the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, and he will not need to read another book in between. Yeah. Yes, right. So again, if you misunderstand the Rambam, then it's an insane claim. Yeah, then it sounds like throwing out the Gemara. But the Rambam's saying two things. He's saying this is a composition of all the dinim, and this is all Torah Shebaal Peh plus the Derabbanans. And if you understand Torah Shebaal Peh as the halachic pirush of Torah Shebaal, then that is doable in a book, even if you don't have all the shittos and all of the shaka v'tarya. Right. The other thing that emerges from this, which is segueing into our methodology here, is that the Rambam intended this to be standalone. So here now go to the little thing I handed out to you. The first introduction to the Mishnah Torah is really an intro to the Sefer HaMitzvos, which is what I have here, because that's the Rambam wanted to write the Mishnah Torah, but then he saw that that people got messed up by the Bahag in their understanding of mitzvos. So he had to write a Sefer HaMitzvos beforehand to formulate what is a mitzvah and what all the tarayag are. Yeah. Yeah. Briefly, we went through the titles. You're going through them now. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, the thing you can find in that Mary made about certain things in the book, like that is very important for the author. And
right.
But why couldn't you just write the list that you had with me in the book?
Right. Yeah. So we are going to revisit that question in a second. Let me just repeat the question here. The question is meaning you're saying, I understand why he had to write the Shorashim, but if his goal was to make sure that like people know he's not missing a mitzvah, then just write a short list of the mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Why write like an amalgam of some halachos and some not halachos, and like, you know, he wrote more in Sefer Mitzvos than seemingly his mission warranted. Is that your question?
Yeah.
Yeah. What to include? Yeah. All right, so we will get to that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, so we will get to that in two pages. But first, this is where so if you look on the right column in the text where it says footnote 16, and you go to the beginning of that sentence. So this is where he states the mission of the Mishnah Torah. After talking about the language, he says, "Ve'echlo bo komash niskayim v'nisbar midivrei haTorah." I will include in it everything that has been established and clarified from the words of the Torah. Ad shelo, we read this a couple times last year. Ad shelo timalet shum she'ela shetzrichim la shelo eskidrana, to the point where I will not omit any question which is necessary that I will not mention. O azkir yisod shemimeno tilamid osa hasheila bakalus bli ion rachok. Or I will mention the foundation from which can be learned the answer to that question easily without deep analysis. So Matarasi gam bogam hakitzur im hashlemus. I want to be concise and complete. Achiyakif hakore bo kol mashenimsa b'mishna uvatalmud. He mentions Mishnah there. B'mishna uvatalmud uvasifra uvasifra uvatosefta. V'av kol mashe gadru hagaonim v'achronim zal. To the point where the reader will encompass all that is found in the Mishnah, the Talmud, the Sifra, the Tosefta, and everything that the Gaonim defined and the later Gaonim defined. Umash biru upirshu b'inyani asur v'muter v'tami v'tahor v'pasul v'kasher v'chayav v'patur v'mushalim v'ina mushalim v'nishba upatur milashabeah klal shodaver. So he says that this is technically the first time he said it. The sum of the matter: shelo yehei tzorech achri haTorah l'sefer acher zulasi zulaso kadei lilmon mimeno shum davar mimashet tzarech b'chol haTorah bein midoraz bein midorabanan. So you won't need any other book after the Torah in order to learn from it anything that is necessary in all the Torah, whether d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. And I think it's clear from the context when he says everything is necessary, he means asur mutar, all that other stuff, meaning it's similar to the dinim. But the reason why I'm reading this is because in our methodology, we are presupposing from the, you know, clear from the Rambam that he intended the Mishnah Torah to be self-contained if it's read as a pirush of Torah b'Ksav, meaning for halachic purposes. You won't need, either he'll mention it explicitly or he'll give you everything you need to be able to derive it. And then just to read one more thing, which I didn't copy for you, when we went through places in the Rambam's writings where he talks about the Mishnah Torah, there's this fragment from the Academy of Avraham ben Rambam. We don't know who wrote this, but it says, I will tell you something heard by me and someone else who was present with me at the school of Rabbeinu Avraham HaKadosh VaHaChassid when he responded to one of his students who knew a little Talmud and wanted to explain something in the Mishnah Torah based on the Talmud. Rav Avraham responded, quote, something like this happened to my father with a man who traveled from Cairo to Fostat to the Beis Midrash of my father, of blessed memory. This man considered himself knowledgeable in Talmud, and when he arrived at the Beis Midrash, they were involved in the study of the Mishnah Torah, and my father explained it according to its simple meaning and teaching. Since this question was the subject of some statement in the Talmud man went to my father and wanted to explain the passage using the discussion in the Talmud. My father responded, if our goal is to explain the Mishnah Torah by using the Talmud, then why did we write the Mishnah Torah? You know, so that's a clear, another clear, again, not that you need this, but the Rambam clearly holds you don't need the Talmud to understand the Mishnah Torah. He gave you everything he needed. And obviously people can disagree with that, but they can't disagree with the fact that that's what the Rambam intended. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's why you get this. I think the first Rishon to come out against this was the Rush, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Rush criticize people who paskined out of the Mishnah Torah without learning the sugyas. And I don't think he meant that the Rambam didn't intend this. I think he was criticizing the Rambam's intention, you know. And again, we in practice, we don't paskin out of the Mishnah Torah. It's a good question. I actually have not. That's a good question. Yeah. Right. I actually have not seen the Rush inside. I saw the Kesef Mishnah quotes him somewhere. So I think what we should do at some point as an addendum is look that up and see what the Rush actually says. I don't even know where he says it. Like, I don't know where would the Rush say it, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. And that actually is another thing, which is that, you know, there's what's the phrase people say, the cutesy phrase that everyone says about the Rambam, he's Maimonides. No, he's Maimonides. You know, everyone has their own way of like learning the Rambam and projecting or ascribing their way of seeing him onto the Rambam's intention. And certainly the way the Briskers learn the Rambam, for as good as it is in terms of understanding a conceptual basis of the halacha, is not the way that the Rambam intended the Mishnah Torah to be learned, in the sense that, like we've noted before, like the Briskers will not go into the Sefer Mitzvos and the Koseres and look at the relationship with the Torah Shebichsav and like why do you formulate, you know, they'll look at it for halachic data. They'll essentially treat the Rambam's Mishnah Torah as a parish of the Talmud, which it can be used for, but that's, it doesn't, it like, it's like a Venn diagram with the Rambam's purposes, like, you know, but it's not exactly what the Rambam was doing. Okay. So that I said we would get back to your question. Oh, so then one more thing about our methodology here, which is whenever we do a new mitzvah, we are going to look at it from four vantage points before going to the halachos. The first is the statement the formulation in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The second is the brief formulation in the Rishimas HaMitzvos at the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. Third one was in the Koseres, and then the fourth one is wherever the Rambam introduces it in the body of the Halachos. So I wanted to go back to this, and this is answering your question. So Chaim asked, what dictates how much info the Rambam gives us in the Sefer HaMitzvos? So if you look at the third page in this packet, at the bottom, you have Ein Kavanasi. So here's where the Rambam states what he writes about after the Shurashim in the Sefer Mitzvos. Ein Kavanasi b'chibur zeh lafaret dine ezo mitzvah min mitzvos. My intention is not in this composition is not to specify the laws for each and every mitzvah. Ela liminosan bilvad, but just to count them. Okay, as if it were that simple. V'im efarish mehen mashahu b'shas hazakaras. If I explain any of them at the time that I mention them, hare afarashenu rak al derech perush hashem. I will only explain it by way of explaining the term. Hidesh yodea hatzivoy hazeh o azhara mahu. So that you will know what is this tzivoy or azhara. The shemze al mahu nemar, and what is this term being stated about? Bekasher tusag yidias minyanan barayos mina mamar hazeh az azkiran beofen stami bepsichas oso achibur hakola kamosha marti. And once you have grasped the knowledge of their count through the proofs in this treatise, then I will mention them in a general manner in the beginning of the all encompassing composition. That's the Mishnah Torah. So his claim here is, he says, if I give you anything beyond the just counting the mitzvah, it's in order to help you to understand what the term refers to. So plain shot, what it'll mean is if we look up Kriyas Shema, the Rambam should say something like reading the Parsha of Shema, V'haya im Shemo, and Tzitzis two times a day. You know, the problem though is it sounds like in many cases he goes on at length and gives us much more than that, you know. Now, sometimes he's doing it he's using it as like a springboard to talk about mitzvos in general, but sometimes for the mitzvah itself, he gives us too many details seemingly, you know? And it's like, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, when the Sefer HaChinuch goes through an outline of the mitzvah, it's like he's just outlining the major halachic, like, pillars or concerns in the mitzvah. But the Rambam here is explicitly saying he's not doing that. You know, he's saying it's all necessary for the Pirush HaShem, or he has a much more expansive idea of what Pirush HaShem is, you know? So as we read through it, we'll have to, you know, see to what extent does that ring true. Okay, so that, I think, takes care of the review of and then one more word, which again is always evolving. So when we call this Rambam Bekius, then what we intend to do is basically cover ground, but take up questions we're interested in, but keep moving, but also analyze stuff if we're interested in it, you know? So it's only Bekius in the sense that we're not going into the full sugya. For example, we're not going to go into all of the Rambam's writings on this or all the tshuvos, or we're certainly not going to go into the Gemara or the Psukim, you know, except as is necessary to understand the Rambam. So we are making the Mishnah Torah our anchor and then like trying to cover ground as much as we can. One thing that I'm doing, and I'm not making a commitment to doing this, but, you know, if you think about all the areas we did last year, most of them, not all of them, but many of them were, for lack of a better term, not what we would call like technical Shulchan Aruch type halachos, you know? Right. Yeah. So, but let's say like we had, you know, Mechikas Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, which were more technical halachos, but in Yesodei Torah and Deos, you know, it was much more like, you know, principle-based halachos or mitzvos or like things that are unclear, like, you know, what they are. So what I started learning, you know, last year I did Aruch Shulchan Yomi with a calendar for a full year and then I stopped. And I wanted to get back into Aruch Shulchan Yomi. So I started doing Aruch Shulchan on Hilchos Talmud Torah, now that we're starting Talmud Torah. And if we do get interested in practical halachos, not to take, I don't want to make this into a halacha shir for like going through all the Rishonim and Poskim, but if we have more practical questions on what the Rambam Shita is, the Aruch HaShulchan is usually good at spelling that out. So I wouldn't mind like expanding this, because we're going to cover a lot of practical stuff. I wouldn't mind expanding our Rambam Bekius to include like translating the Rambam into what would the Rambam hold in Halakha L'maisa, just to try it out. We'll see how. Okay, so I think that's about it. So I'm going to stop the recording just so I can start a new one for the beginning of Hilfos Talmud Torah. So let's stop the recording. Boom.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.